Yeah, it was good. I mean, 5 bronze and 3 silver, which is the biggest medal haul out of any club at the ABAs this year. So we did do well.
Just so the leaps and bounds that the boxing team have come on from when they got together last September, considering you got a lot of new guys and girls in the team.
It has been a new team, and you know, we had to sort of let some of the older guys go last season to bring on some of the newer guys, and they've managed to come to task. You know, Kyle Morrison winning the Welsh ABA title out of nothing really. You know, then going to Serbia winning a bronze medal, and then all the guys going up winning medals up at the ABAs. We didn't expect, you know, anything as big as what we've achieved this season.
Yeah, Carl now with the Welsh team as well, who's actually out in Spain at the moment, got another fight on the cards for him.
Yeah, he's out there boxing other multinations. He's sort of globetrotting week by week now at the minute, and you know, it's really good to be in his shoes.
And it's good for the Army boxing as a whole as well, having representatives in the national sides too.
Yeah, of course, yeah. GB now are really interested in Natty Nwenga as well, so they've got eyes on us now. They realise that we can actually, you know, do some stuff with the boxers that we've got. So, you know, it's good for the guys.
And you've got a lot of shows coming up in the next few weeks. A busy time for the guys.
Yeah, it's very busy. We're at ATR Winchester next Wednesday. We put on a show every year there for the recruits, and we're boxing Southern County Select. We box them at Purbright earlier on in the year. You know, they provide a good opposition for us. It's a decent show.
Yeah, and you're getting around the UK as well. You've got Nottingham on the way soon, also Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah, good couple of club shows coming up. You know, we box East Midlands and then we box the West Midlands. And a lot of the guys we're boxing are guys that were in the ABAs as well that we might have missed in the rounds up to where our guys, you know, got knocked out of the championship. So it'd be good to go back and see how we would have got on against different opposition.
I mean, it's not so many shows in that for the girls in the boxing team, unfortunately, that you know, you do find it a bit more difficult. But it's starting to become bigger, Army women's boxing as a whole and women's boxing as a whole around the UK. And you got the girls are actually out on a training camp in London over the weekend.
Yeah, we're trying to get them involved as much as possible, you know, in boxing and getting in and around London, Southern Counties, just wherever there's training camps on, trying to get the girls there to give them more experience, you know, because they're still relatively novice boxers in their experience. So, you know, we're trying to get them out, trying to get them sparring different girls, different level girls out there. And then hopefully that experience will then put them in good stuff for next year when they re-go in the ABAs.
Now, you've got currently about 20 members of the Army boxing team, and some people might be thinking, well, that's it, you've got that team, that's going to be going forward. But it's not the case, is it? Because you've got the Army individuals towards the end of May into the early part of June. That's where you're going to be spotting potential new talent for the new team.
Oh, definitely. We're really keen to get new guys on the team. We want to be challenging the boxers that we've got on the team. We can only do that by new lads coming through. The Army individuals, you know, you can do the A's, the B's, and you can enter as an open class elite boxer. So we want the open class elite boxers to enter and challenge the kids that we've got on the team and try and take their place off them. You know, the places are up for grabs, you know, and if you're good enough to come in and beat Ches Nihil or a Ryan Fillingham, then come and have a go. And you know, if you beat them, guess what, you'll get their number one spot. And that's what we're after, and that's how we'll make that team better.
And it's still time for the guys to actually enter the individuals.
Yep, all the information's on the British Army Boxing website, and you can enter that. You know, if not, speak to Diane Clark at the Army Sport Control Board. And obviously you can get all the information from there as well.
And after that, it's almost, I suppose, not quite the end of the season, but you sort of go a bit quieter on the boxing front. But you do have mid-June, Haringey Boxing Club, you've got an event there.
Yeah, it's a really big competition. They basically opened it on a Friday and the 400 places were filled by Sunday. You know, that's a really competitive box cup. You know, you can box every day, you know, so you can box 3 times in that. And you're boxing kids from all over the country. They come over from Scandinavia and from Ireland, you know, so competition level is really good.
Yeah, it sounds like a prestigious event in the boxing calendar then.
It's getting bigger every year. You know, it's at Ali Pally in London. It's a really big venue, 4 rings on day one, day two. You know, so there's a lot of boxing goes on. It's very busy.
And a good test for the boxing guys.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, because otherwise the season just peters out really towards summer, but this gives them another challenge and something else to go for.